Father, I feel that I am trapped. The person who said this to me a few weeks ago was in his early 40s, married for 15 years with two daughters, comfortably off with a secure job as a company lawyer, but he felt trapped. He was, he told me, trapped in a loveless marriage, and he felt there was no exit. The friends of Jesus in our gospel story, locked into that room in Jerusalem, felt they had no exit. They were terrified. They saw only danger outside the doors. They saw pain. Their lives were threatened. They feared death. And they hid from it. And into this room of trapped people comes Jesus with his peace. He breathes the Spirit on the sacred bunch. Scared bunch. Peace is Jesus' passport. He comes into the lives of all those who search for him. Comes even though we may have locked ourselves away from him. Comes in through the locked doors of our lives by entering his password. And the Spirit of Jesus wants to come into our lives today. To come to us. No matter what holds us back from him, no matter what we are trapped in, the Spirit of Jesus is the exit from not the situation, but from the hopelessness of being locked or feeling locked in a cruel and fearful past. The Spirit of Jesus is the exit that keeps us in hope when our lives seem trapped in one way or another, what keeps us in peace when all seems desperate. Obviously, our situation may not change by his coming. Our lives remain the same. Broken relationships remain. The job we are trapped in may seem the same dead-end place. The marriage is still loveless. But something new has come. And that something new is the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus breathes that Spirit in us today. Our life does not change as a result, but we change. And if we try to open ourselves to the power of the Spirit, we will find an exit from fear, an exit from our past, an exit from the terrors that threaten us. And the road that leads us out of fear and remorse takes us out into the streets and the places where legions of people seem to walk freely, but where so many feel trapped in their own lives. The friends of Jesus who have known him and whom he has freed from the cages they live in are the very ones through whom the Spirit will reach these people. Jesus frees us and invites us to share the new Spirit with the legions of people who are trapped in their lives of hell without knowing it. The man I mentioned at the beginning who feels he's trapped in a loveless marriage is not living a loveless life. He's able to give love to his family, to all those he works with. He's not despairing. The power of Jesus, he says, leads him in his daily decisions. And he's able to trust that he can continue in his situation as long as he depends on the help of God. Paradoxically, his life is a happy one. He's not defeated. God's love is his anchor and his hope and his inspiration and his protection.